Welcome everyone to the Empower Up podcast. I'm Gray Matters brand manager, Jeremy Boren. I'll be your host for today's episode. And today's special guest is Larry Sedman from Nordson. Larry, good to see you this morning. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, good to see you.
Larry, for those who don't know, tell us just a little bit about what Nordson does and your role there.
Yeah, so I'm in Nordson's adhesive systems business unit. So we make machines that apply adhesives for everything from closing cases and cartons like cereal boxes and chewing gum to assembling products like cell phones and automobiles and appliances to nonwoven hygienic, assembling nonwoven hygienic products.
A little bit of everything then you're interacting with.
You don't think about what all is touched by adhesives, but in the modern world, they're so much more efficient that sure, lots of products are enabled. Yeah.
Share with the audience a little bit about a project that you're working on, through right now with Gray Matter in the realm of advanced industrial analytics.
Right, right. So one of our most commonly used machines, especially in the packaging industry, was recently upgraded with better processing capability. So it lends itself well and better connectivity. So it lends itself well to delivering data. And then Gray Matter has been excellent as far as taking that data at the cloud level and being able to do analytics on it and then give customers back better information on how their assets are performing.
And that's sort of all aimed at just improving the customer experience and benefiting them, right?
Exactly. I mean, we will also benefit from future product designs as we get more granular data, but we know, what makes our equipment perform well, but having that granular data is a side benefit for us. The big benefit is keeping the customer informed of how that asset's performing and when it should be serviced.
Yeah, visibility is huge. So, Larry, can you share a best practice that someone sort of starting a similar analytics project there at the beginning of this process? Can you share a best practice that's helped you get this off the ground?
There are a couple. The biggest one is that cross-functional team, that obviously the technical people are very important and you need to listen to them as far as how much data to move and keeping data rates, in the right range. But more important is keeping that customer need in mind. And Nordson Benefits, we have an excellent field team that really understands how customers use our equipment. So we don't have to bother the customer on a real routine basis to have a look at the software and make sure we're kind of staying in bounds. It is important to go back and test that Nordson field experience against the end customer. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, Larry, thanks for spending a little time with us on the podcast to share how the analytics project's going. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, no, it's an exciting project and hope others can benefit from knowing about that we're involved in this and how they can get involved.
That does it for this episode of the Empower Up podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your podcast episodes. Also, check us out at graymattersystems.com where you can learn all about what Gray Matter does and projects like the one that we discussed today. Okay, see you next time.